This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:40 and you're listening to Sharmila and Lynn on the Evening Edition. And joining us now is Sabrina Magdalene from the news team for the Market Wrap. Sabrina, Coca-Cola is testing its first ever paper bottle in a bid to eliminate plastic from its packaging, right? But apparently the prototype still includes plastic. Can you tell us more?
Yeah, so Coca-Cola is collaborating with Danish startup Paboco, who's conducted over 7 years of lab work on the paper prototype. So the bottle is made out of a single piece of paper fiber to help make it strong enough to withstand the pressure of the bottling process. And yes, you know, the first version in the test run has a thin plastic liner to keep the paper dry, and it also has a plastic cap. So Coca-Cola says the plastic elements will be made entirely of recycled plastic, but their goal is to create a plastic-free bottle that is fully recyclable and capable of preventing gas escaping from carbonated drinks. The paper also needs to be moldable to create distinct bottle shapes and sizes for different brands, and the labels will be printed directly on the bottle itself. So in the second quarter of this year, Coca-Cola will roll out 2,000 paper bottles of its plant-based beverage called 8S, and it will be sold online in Hungary. They also actually aim to collect a recycle of, and recycle a bottle or a can for every one paper bottle they sell by 2030.
A lot of questions here, right? Not least what happens to paper when it comes into contact with water and what they're going to do to get around that. But even if the paper bottle test does go well, the challenge also lies in getting rid of plastic altogether. And yeah, I'm not sure how this is going to work without some form of disintegration.
Yeah, so Coca-Cola says it's still working out the logistics of using entirely paper bottles with carbonated beverages. The ultimate plan is actually to use a plant-based material on the inside of the bottle to ensure no paper fiber flake off in the liquid, because, I mean, that would pose a risk of altering the taste of the drink, or the company could potentially, of course, face health and safety issues. But the company has assured that it's going to be a bio-based barrier that's really something minimal that keeps the product safe. So it will be interesting, you know, to see how consumers react to this paper initiative. Just early last year, Coca-Cola told BBC that they would not stop using plastic as consumers like it because they are able to, you know, reseal their beverages and the packaging is lightweight. The company also said that getting rid of plastic altogether and using only aluminum and glass packaging could push up the company's carbon footprint and also hurt sales. But Coca-Cola, you know, is now saying they're moving into uncharted territory with the new technology, and they have to, you know, invent technical solutions as they go along. So their first ever test with the paper bottles later this year will tell whether the technology holds up to the logistics of food transport.
As just a concept, paper next to liquid doesn't sound like the best idea, but I'm hoping that this does end up leading to actual solutions in terms of reducing plastic waste. But tell us, are you excited about changes to bottles when it comes to the drinks that we buy? How do you feel about paper bottles? You can let us know. You can call 7732900, WhatsApp 0187898899, or tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.